UW Associate Professor Joel Thornton says he first heard this theory about forest air at a conference he attended in 2011. A researcher from Finland presented a hypothesis about particles forming almost out of thin air.
And it's hard to convey how crazy these molecules are to an atmospheric chemist. And I would say that when it was first presented, yeah, there were quite a few, if not agnostic, just outright disbelievers.
So Thornton decided to devote his sabbatical the next year to trying to replicate the Helsinki professor Michael Ende's theory. The UW atmospheric chemist packed up special instruments his team had built in Seattle and joined Ende in Germany. Together, they unraveled how pine trees emit molecules that become particulate matter and why that's important. Thornton says the trees' emissions counteract the greenhouse effect of human-produced carbon pollution with a cooling effect.
And it doesn't take many aerosol particles to have a significant impact. So understanding the sources of aerosol particles is important for understanding how climate will respond to increasing greenhouse gases.
The process is revealing some complexities. For example, planting forests near large urban areas that are highly polluted might actually increase smog problems. Thornton says that's a topic for more research. These findings are published in the journal Nature. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.